I think that, especially towards the end of his life, I paid very close attention to his speeches, and what I was referring to there is what he said in his speeches, the way he carried himself, the way he conducted himself. I think by most accounts, you know, King Abdullah was liked by many Saudis, and I think maybe the key to that is the way, like I said, the way he carried himself. He seemed very approachable. There was always kind of an air of humility in the way he spoke. He often said, especially in speeches, again, addressed to Saudis, he said he spoke as if he was just a regular citizen. And one of his favorite lines, in fact, used to be, I'm one of you. And I think the narrative that he tried to build over the years is that every citizen has a role and has to play. Every citizen is a stakeholder, and every citizen has responsibilities and obligations, and so nobody should act as if they're not involved in this bigger nation building endeavor. Nobody should act like a passive bystander.
And you feel he was good at adjusting and bringing along the shifting realities of the Middle East and the modern world.
I do. I think that as militant groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, as different offshoots and affiliates have extended, unfortunately, their presence in countries like Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and Nigeria, and other places. The narrative, again, coming from the most senior leaders, political and religious, in Saudi Arabia, including the king himself, they realize that there's a problem, and that militant Islamists were, for lack of a better word, hijacking the religion and presenting a rather skewed or very selective interpretation of Islam. And so in response to that, I think that the Saudis, I think, did a decent job, and it was a concerted effort to dismiss that and to kind of counteract that narrative by emphasizing tolerance and openness and peaceful coexistence, all as central tenets of Islam.
He also maintained an interesting relationship with the United States, although the two countries didn't always agree.
They didn't always agree, but I think there is at least one area where of convergence that I think is very important, and that's in the area of counterterrorism. I think by all accounts, the Saudis and Americans are cooperating very closely and have been for many years in countering. Right now, they both seem to be focused on ISIS or the so-called Islamic State, but prior to that, they have cooperated against other militant groups. There's sharing of intelligence, vital intelligence information. I think on at least one occasion, some of that information prevented what could have been a serious terrorist attack inside the United States. They're both cooperating and working hand-in-hand in military airstrikes against ISIS strongholds in Syria as we speak. So that's all very important. I think the Americans also appreciate the Saudi role, the role that the Saudi Arabia plays in the global energy markets. I think they see it as a stabilizing player. I think that's important common ground. Now, having said that, it's also, you know, many, many people have noted over the past few years since 2011 with the events that came to be called as the Arab Spring. I think there was a bit of a divergence there, particularly regarding how the two countries reacted to the events in Egypt. Saudi Arabia viewed former President Hosni Mubarak as a very, very close, reliable ally. And I think there was a bit of a, I think they were disappointed that maybe there was maybe an expectation that the U.S. would support him in more strongly